The way we're sending emails need to change. This episode, I'm going to pull something from the archive from my other podcast, The Sales Evangelist. And I know this principle could definitely help you as a seller of color, as someone trying to succeed in a sales game. It helped me, and I'm passing it on to you. Hey everyone, welcome to another great episode of Selling in Color. My name is Donald C. Kelly, the Sales Evangelist, and I'm so excited for another episode. I'm so excited to be here with you today. And on this podcast is dedicated in helping people who look like you and me to be able to truly thrive and to succeed in sales. Now, the principles that you're going to learn in today's episode is all around emailing and how you can write and create effective email. I had a great guest I brought on a podcast a while back on my other show called The Sales Evangelist. And one of the things that we talked about with Jason is this notion of the emailing game and how emails need to change. Now, Jason Bay runs an organization, Blissful Prospecting. He does a lot of prospecting, helping other sellers and organization, and someone that I respect, and he brings a lot of great knowledge and wisdom to the table. In this episode, you're going to hear his story a little bit and hear his experience, but also understand how he's doing emails and how these emails can definitely, the way that he's positioning and sending out emails can definitely help you in your role as a sales rep. Check it out. Welcome to the show, Jason.
Hey, appreciate you having me on, man. I'm excited for this.
Bro, I've been bragging about you because we actually had you, we took a screenshot of what you sent me, your email, and I put it into our Facebook group where we're talking about how to be different and how you are different and how you stood out, because I get a lot of requests for our podcast, and that's a good thing, right? So we're grateful for that. And sometimes I don't get a chance to respond to them quickly because I have to read too much, and yours, yeah. And I talk about this all the time on a show, but yours was just, you spoke to my need and you saw that obviously I want to get something quick and easy, and you provided that information and boom, look at you. Now you're on the show. So.
No, I appreciate you doing that. It's funny because when you're like a kid, especially the way I was, you know, raised, my dad was like, you know, be very humble and like all this other stuff. So sticking out wasn't like a good thing. In sales, obviously, it's the exact opposite. You want to stick out like a sore thumb, hopefully in a good way, right? Well, I'm glad that stuck out, man.
That's great, man. That's the best way you got to do it, man. So before we dive into all the fun stuff, man, I want to hear a little bit more about you. Tell us what you do, man.
My wife, Sarah, and I run a company called Blissful Prospecting. And what we do at Blissful Prospecting is essentially remove the stress from prospecting by doing it for our clients. And the idea for the business came about when, I'm sure you've read the books like Predictable Revenue and heard of guys like Aaron Ross and all that stuff. And I looked at what they were doing. And when I left my full-time job in 2014 to start like consulting and working with businesses, one of the big challenges I had was finding clients, because I went from a B2C business doing sales and marketing to now a business to business. And I had no idea outside of going to like meetup events how to actually find clients. So in 2014, I just started reading some of these books. And quickly what I found out though is that none of them really applied to the smaller mid-sized business that wasn't looking to like work with Fortune 1000. So I wanted to take a scaled down offering. Like none of our clients, by the way, even use Salesforce. So we had to come up with something that was less robust that would still get the same type of results. And the reason why we wanted to get into prospecting specifically instead of like marketing, for example, because I have a pretty big background in marketing as well, was that I wanted to work with marketing agencies. Yeah, I wanted to position us in a way that, hey, there aren't a lot of companies. There are more now, but at the time when we started a couple of years ago, there weren't very many companies like saying, yeah, I'll work with a business that's under 50 employees. Like I'll help the business that doesn't really have any SDRs or may not even have heard of that lingo at all before. So what we really wanted to do is help those business owners that have to do a lot of multitasking and might be doing a lot of like the actual business development that don't have time to list build and personalize emails and send them out and coordinate scheduling. We just wanted to take all of that off their plate.
It's amazing, bro. And congratulations on that. And that's, to be honest, that's one of the things that I saw too, because many of the companies that I work with early on in my career, they were small guys, right? The mom and pop, and what they typically have. And that's why I focus on we in that market as well, because a lot of them with the sales rep will come in, no training, no process, and the company is expecting this individual to thrive and to be successful. And then those sales rep wash out or leave or go somewhere else. And it's a vicious cycle. So we tailor our audience towards that as well and providing that content. And obviously, our content benefits a lot of great people, a lot of people from different size companies, but that's where I focus my energy and that's where our clients are. And this is amazing. So this is why I want to talk to you even more so, because I feel you bring so much value to the community, not only benefit small companies, but large organizations as well, especially with video. But some people are listening to this. You listen at mom, pop company down the road. They're making $1 million a year. They're still trying to grow their company as well. And you know, the CEO, she's like, what is video? I mean, you're talking about like video, like YouTube. How are you talking about video prospecting? So why don't you break that down for us? What exactly is video prospecting?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that, because when I say video, because you know, one of the best things I like about our business is that we do the exact thing that we sell. Like we prospect for ourselves too. Yeah. And part of that is selling and explaining what we do. And when I say video, people are like, oh, like YouTube videos, you're going to help me be a content creator. I'm like, well, no, it's not quite like that. You don't need to do that, in my opinion, to prospect. So video prospecting is like, think about like when you write an email, I think it's fairly known knowledge these days that it's got to be personalized beyond using like a first name and a company name merge tag. You got to actually write something in there. So a lot of times you'll see people write the first two sentences. Hey, you know, Donald, I listened to one of your recent podcasts about this topic and I got this out of it. So it's starting to become a little bit redundant. So even though that you're doing your research, you really have to, one thing that I've been learning in the last year or two, and I think this is what we struggle with as men, honestly, is empathizing with people, right? And giving them a chance to empathize with you. And with video, you put a face to the email and it allows the person to see that, hey, this is a person, right? I can see if I relate to them or not. No different than going to a networking event and like saying hi to someone. Like you get to see their body language, their facial expression, and you can get out that message in 15 to 30 seconds. So video is essentially saying, hey, we're still going to send an email or a LinkedIn message, but what we're going to do instead of the generic personalization that people are using is we're just going to throw in a quick video, because you can't fake video. And I think that's where you and I started talking about this offline before we hit record. Everything in prospecting is heading towards you have to do it the right way or it really doesn't work that well anymore. And you got to think about the types of clients that you're attracting. If you are sending the murder by numbers, I'm going to send out 1,000 emails to generate 5 appointments type of situation, think about the quality of those clients. Because I've done that before mistakenly in the past when I started doing this, and the quality of those clients is just not really good. So if you want to work with people, you know, like Donald, for example, or get interviewed on a show, like you have to stick out and show them like, hey, I'm a peer of yours, right? I'm reaching out as a peer. I'm not like some dude just sending out a ton of like spam emails, just hoping and praying that the numbers game works. And so video is just plugging into the email.
And a cool thing what you're sharing is that video is not like it's, and again, it goes against the traditional stuff where we're saying like, you know, numbers game, spray and pray mentality. It does take a little bit more work. But here's what I personally say when I have sales leaders ask me, well, you know, do you want your sales rep taking all this time? I would rather have a sales rep that, and I'm talking about research, it doesn't have to be an hour long research. You can do fine, good stuff in 5 minutes. But if I was to send out, say, 10, 15 video emails and I got response from 8 of them, as opposed to sending out 200 or, you know, over the course of the week, a 200 or even one day, 50 emails and getting 3 responses via just text email, I would much rather get that video percentage, because that's going to lead to much richer opportunities. And that's where I want sales leaders, especially small business owners, to be able to understand, like, this is not going to, it's going, the numbers may not be high, but your return is going to be so much better. Am I making sense on that?
Definitely. And it's really taking what people in our industry call an account-based approach. Yep. It's instead of just getting a big list of people, I'm going to actually do research on companies and come up with a list of companies that I know are going to be a good fit. The difference is like going to the gym to lift, right? If you go to the gym and have like, oh, it's leg day, I'm going to be doing squats, I'm going to be doing leg press, I'm going to be doing leg curls or whatever your workout is. How much more efficient is that workout going to be when you go in there, you know exactly what you want to do and you've done like that preparation versus just going to the gym and winging it, right? Yeah. You could take twice as long and be half as effective. It's the same exact thing with this. Do all the preparation on the front end so that the people you talk to, you're not wasting your time. Like you shouldn't do like 10 calls in a week and like 6 of them are not a good fit. If you do the research up beforehand, if they're not a good fit, it's because it's not the right timing for them. You should know that the company is one that you can actually help and serve.
I love that. Knowing that you can serve them before you do it. And I think with your gym example, that makes total sense, because we've all been there where you've gone to the gym. You're like, bro, I'm going to go work out right now. And it's like, dang, what am I going to do? I think I'm going to do leg. what machine is that one? Can I do that? That looks all right. Let me go there. Next thing you know,
you're opening up Facebook or YouTube or what, or Instagram or whatever the kids are using these days.
Let me get my snap real quick while I'm.
Yeah.
No, you're so right. So some people are asking now, but what do I say in a video email? How do I go about? Well, here's this one backup. Somebody asked me this last week, and I have my theory and thoughts on it. They're like, "Well, Donald, what if I'm not as photogenic? I'm not. The camera is not beautiful on my face. How do I go about using video if that's the case?"
Well, I think don't be afraid. You're probably not as ugly as you think you are, whoever that is. So unless, I don't know, there isn't really any scenario if someone's doing sales where I wouldn't suggest using video. Now, there are some things that you might need some coaching around and some quick tips, regardless of what you say. One is what you're doing a really good job of right now is like you're looking into the webcam as you talk to me. I feel like I'm actually talking to you instead of talking to a screen. So that's tip number one is look and make eye contact with the webcam when you're talking. Tip number two is that I don't have professional lighting in here, but it's light. It doesn't look like really fuzzy and like all this other stuff because I have a cheap camera. You can get a video camera off of Amazon for like 30, 40 bucks. Most laptops these days have pretty good webcams. Oh, yeah. And then the other thing too is smile. A lot of times people are like so serious. And I'm sure you've been on those sales calls where the person's so serious and you're like, ah, dude, like people are also thinking about, even if it's not intentionally, would this be a fun person to work with and interact with? And especially if you're running a small business, it's probably not likely where the salesperson's going to engage with them and they get passed on to an account executive who closes and then an account manager. Like it's probably not that setup if you're at a small business. So people are going to want to know, like the salesperson, you are a direct reflection of your business. So smile, be friendly. Beyond those things, it's really the basics. Like you don't want to take more than 30 seconds. And what I do is I have it written down on my computer. I'm looking at it right here. I have like little just bullet points of like what I want to say. And it typically goes in this structure. It's, "Hey, Donald, I'm Jason with Blissful Prospecting. Thought I'd mix it up here a little bit, put a face to the email that I'm sending. At Blissful Prospecting, I help companies with this. And I'm going to tailor that to the business. So if it's podcasting, hey, I've been on a couple podcasts. We're doing some cool things with video right now like this. Thought it might be really valuable for your audience if you're taking on any guests right now. Is that something you'd be interested in chatting? If so, cool. Like, let me know. If not, keep up the good work, man." That was the video, right?
Yeah.
But your pitch is like 1 to 2 sentences. And let's say, I'll give an example. Let's say you're a SaaS business for real estate companies. You'd be like, "Hey, I'm with so-and-so company. We help commercial real estate companies with their data by doing this or providing this solution. Had some ideas on how we could help. Left a few times in the email, we could chat." It's very, very short and sweet. You don't want to be too scripted, but you definitely want to have that, "Hey, who are you? Why are you reaching out?" and a quick call to action.
Yeah. And I love that because there's, again, in our day and age, in our society, the reason why I like videos is because it's easier to consume. I can find the information quicker and it makes it just like, it makes it simple for me while I'm going through my email thread that I can identify, and it's different. I can end up identify and consume it really quick and see if this makes sense or not. And 30 seconds is perfect. It's not a minute. It's 30 seconds. It's not like 10 seconds. You have just about enough time to help me to know who you are and give me a little bit more. And one of the things that you said there too is that pitch is quick. It's like 2 sentences like you're sharing and then the call to action. It wasn't like, you know, aggressive. You're warm, you're friendly. And I said, "Okay, I'm going to have to respond to this guy now. I opened this darn email." So that's it. It got my attention that far. And again, it's different. It is different than everything else that you're seeing.
And with prospecting, I always say, you know, don't prospect to make a sale, prospect to start a conversation. You're not going to sell someone through the email. You're not going to sell them through the phone. You're not going to sell them through LinkedIn. Your job is to just sell them on the appointment. Yeah. So keep that in mind. The call to action isn't, "We can help you this." It's, "No, hey, we help businesses like yours. And I was reaching out because businesses like yours tend to be a good fit if you're having this particular challenge. Thought I'd throw some suggested times here to chat, whatever's convenient for you." It's just it's specific enough to where you're showing them that you did the homework on the company and you do have a call to action, but you're like, you're not an a-hole about it, right? And like really, really pushing. Or one of the worst things you can do is assume that you know that you can help them. Because let's be honest, you don't really actually know that much about their business. You probably looked at their website. How could you possibly know any more than what's on the website unless you've done like some really deep digging and talked to people at that company? So don't pretend like you know more than you actually do.
I love it because then you're not coming off as a cocky person, or you're not making me feel like my business is in the it's garbage.
Yeah.
You're making me feel, okay, well, they know something. So let me listen to what he has to say.
And imagine if I reached out to you and said, hey, I noticed that, you know, you didn't do a very good job of like talking about like prospecting on your podcast. And I really think I have the answer for you. You'd be like, dude. And I know that's a bit of an exaggeration, but people are prospecting in ways that's not too far off from doing that. It's like, you suck at this. I can help you. That's not how it works.
They took the challenge of sale to a whole nother level. And it's like, that's not what you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
Insulting sales. I want to have one last question before we dive, come down a little bit more. But one of the main thing I want to ask, people are going to ask about the technology. And I have a couple, I have a private group right now. We have this TSC certified sales training program. And one of our modules was just about videos. And I think I actually put your thing in there in one of our training sessions.
Oh, cool.
Bragged about you. But I've been using BombBomb for years, for a couple of years now. And I know there's like CodeVideo out there. Wistia has one. HubSpot just launched their thing about 6 months ago. You use Loom. Is there any that you recommend, or it doesn't matter, or any thoughts on feelings on the technology?
This is a tough one because it's so new and everyone is coming out with their own thing. So I would be really conscious about a couple of things. Mm-hmm. So you're going to want to make sure that I'll give you what the features are that I would look for first, then I'll give you the recommendations of what we use. You're going to want to make sure, I would always look for process flow with the current tools that I use. So if you're using a CRM like HubSpot and they have video, like why not use it? Like it's built for that workflow, right?
Yeah.
The other thing that I would do too is like make sure that you have a way to not only record the screen through a video, but also yourself. Or if you wanted to do a full picture of yourself or a full screen share, like you want to make sure you have the flexibility of choosing what that is. And then other than that, I would just make sure you're not like spending too much money on it. Like most stuff are like 10 bucks a month max, or like 300 bucks a year or something fairly cost effective. We like two tools right now. I like Loom, and I also like Soapbox I've been messing around with, which is Wistia's. Loom is great. It's just a little clunky and kind of slow because it's like a Google Chrome extension and it's just a little clunky, but it works really well. I like the user experience. Soapbox though, I mean, even the free version, honestly, is I like the workflow because it's, and anyone that's used Wistia knows this, they have really, really, just a really good quality product.
Yeah.
So anything they do is going to be really, really good. But it's the same thing. It's a Chrome extension. Just the process flow is just way faster to get a video up. And I also like that if you pay for the pro version, there's all kinds of cool, like you can embed a call to action for free actually in the video at the end and like link to your meeting link. So that's like another thing that we're looking at. But Loom is what we use the most with our clients right now. We're probably going to move over to Soapbox soon as we do a little bit more testing.
That is awesome, man. Well, if there's one major tip you'd like to leave for folks who are listening and watching this, listen to this episode, what's the one major tip you want to leave with them?
So A/B test everything. So don't take what I'm saying, you know, at like take it with a grain of salt because I'm talking in generalities. It's not specific to your situation necessarily. So before you say, hey, we're going to invest all this time and energy into video, why don't you just say, hey, if I normally reach out to 100 prospects per week, why don't I send 10 or 15 of those videos? And then let me see what happens with those. And I would treat everything like that. Don't ever, unless you see a lot of data behind someone's blog post or podcast, just say, I'm just going to start changing this thing. So with video, test it alongside of what you're doing. I guarantee it's going to work, but you're also going to want to test different areas of the email sequence too. So you might try opening with a video like I did with you, Donald, or you might say, actually, I guess the biggest tip I have is to prioritize your prospecting based on who is actually most engaged with the actual outreach. And the reason that you want to do that is if you're going to spend any extra time, you know, personalizing or sending videos, a lot of the software these days allows you to actually see who's opening the emails, who's clicking on links, et cetera, and prioritize all your extra effort on people that are actually opening up emails and engaging with them.
Love it, man. Well, if folks out there want to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to go about getting in touch with you, Jason?
A few ways. What I would definitely check out is I put together a special link for you guys at blissfulprospecting.com/Donald. And what you're going to find in that is like a 5-minute, like a PDF on how to get started with video in 5 minutes. So I have the tool recommendation. I have a word for word script of what to say. And then also what the process flow is for recording those. So definitely check that out. It's blissfulprospecting.com/Donald. And the best way to get a taste for us is just go to our website, blissfulprospecting.com. There's tons of great resources on there. There's a newsletter that we put out where I essentially consume content like this podcast 5 to 10 hours a week usually, and I consolidate that down into an email that you can read in 5 or 10 minutes. So it'll be like, hey, I listened to this podcast. Here's the one thing you should take away from this. Here's this tool I recommend. Here's a link to check it out. Those would probably be the two best ways to get in touch with us.
Well, we sure appreciate your time today, man, and the insight you brought us today. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Cool. This is super fun. Thanks, Donald.
Anytime.
Hey, that was Jason Bay. If you want to go ahead and connect with Jason, you can find all of his information in my show notes, as well as go ahead and connect with him on LinkedIn. Tell him that you heard him on this podcast and that this was a great experience for you. Great dude. Think you could learn a lot from him. Think you could gain a lot of wisdom from Jason. Highly recommend you check it out. Find all of his information in the show notes. Speaking about show notes, make sure to check out our sponsors, because our sponsors are giving away amazing offers. Things that I negotiated with them to be able to help you in your sales game. As someone who is trying to, you know, we need to make this industry more inclusive and to become more effective. Well, we need to understand the tools that are working. These are some of the tools that my sponsors are talking about and some of the opportunities that are out there that they're sharing. And I want you to take advantage of them, check them out, see if they can benefit you as well. Listen, I do this because I want you to thrive and succeed. I want to make sure that we're getting more people in sales who look like us. I want more of us to be able to be successful. Check out stuff like what all of our guests are doing. I mean, there are some powerful principles and concept here, and I want you to be able to take advantage of it and for you to be able to see success with them. As always, I don't want us to beg for a piece of the pie. I want us to be able to know enough so we can go out and make our own pie. Hope this episode today helped you to do that. Thank you again, and wish you a happy and successful, amazing week. See you next time. I appreciate you listening to this episode today. There are many different things you could be doing, but you took the time to listen to this podcast. And for that, I'm truly grateful. If you haven't done so already, go ahead and leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this show. Our show is produced by TSC Studios. Our audio engineer is Jershon O'Bale. Artwork and video was designed by the one and only Destin Cunado. Our show note was created by Jake Ligmanowski. Our podcast production manager is Nancy Paul. You can find audio credits to each of our music inside of the show notes. And I'm your host, your coach, your guide down the sales journey, Mr. Donald C. Kelly, the sales evangelist.